Hi. So this is 5 a.m. Mr. Scrum, and today we're gonna talk about business continuity and Scrum. So business continuity means like, 1 second. It means like, if like a window breaks in your house and you have to pay it back, it kind of means like you have to redo it. So if your window breaks, like this house, right there, here, then you have to pay it to get a new window. And so when you pay it, you go like the Home Depot and stuff to go get something for a new window. Go to the checkout, buy it, and then that means continuity. And April Fools. See ya.
Oh, so happy April Fools. Eddie wanted to prank you all on April Fool's Day here in the States.
Did I do good?
You did good, Ed. Did an awesome job. You actually said continuity correctly, which is a tough word to say. So, hey, I am Greg Master, Scrum Master, and as a coach. And this is the April Fool's edition of the 5 a.m. Master Scrum Show. Maybe we should do everything opposite today. Is there an international opposite day, Ed?
Yeah.
Okay. So we're going to do an April Fool's episode, maybe. We should just tell everybody to do everything wrong. Mm-hmm. So Scrum is where, you know what, we are going to do it. What the heck? I'm going to do an April Fool's one. We were going to talk about business continuity, but I can talk about that tomorrow. So today we're going to do the opposite day. We're going to do April Fool's. Now, Scrum is about telling everybody what to do and how to do it. And if you have the agile mindset, you should be telling everybody what to do, because they don't know what they're doing, so you need to tell them, otherwise they can't get the job done and they won't survive and your company will fail, right? So that's what we do in Scrum. Mom's leaving. So in Scrum, rather than talk to everybody, what we do is we sit in separate places and we never talk to each other at all. And then when we put code at all, it probably will break. That's not an April Fool thing. But it works perfectly because we never talk to each other and we never integrate. So as soon as every time we introduce the code, it'll work. Okay. Right, Ed? Can you say okay?
Okay.
Okay. There won't be any problems. Therefore, Scrum is not the answer, right? Because we don't talk to anybody. So it's not a good thing. I don't know. Maybe this is kind of going bad. We were playing around a little bit too much. Anyway, so we should talk about business continuity because I can't make up all that stuff. But I don't know. Is that your place of work? Like, don't talk to each other. Never turn on videos. Never communicate. But now we have a moth flying in our house. Oh, great. The whole place is falling apart. So where is my mouse? There's my mouse. What are you drawing? I don't know what he's doing. So let's do something serious here. Let's talk about business continuity a little bit, because he did do the intro. And this is our 584th episode of the 5 a.m. Master Scrum Show. And we talk Scrum and Agile in a practical and tactical way, so you can get home to your family and friends. Have fun. Enjoy April Fools maybe a little bit. And just have a good time, right? And get stuff done. Not work crazy hours. Business continuity. If you need to worry about business continuity, you should love Scrum. You should love Agile. Why do I say that? Because in the Agile Scrum world, if you read some of the Scrum books, the idea is that everybody's cross-trained a little bit, which means when people aren't on vacation or go out, there's somebody else to pick up the work and this stuff continues. It's not where you have only one person in, because that's a question I ask people. When I used to teach classes, because every company wants, you know, can you teach everybody how what Agile is and what we do and how it works and all that stuff? So they usually make me do a one-day session or something like that with their employees as they transition into Agile. And one of the items I always ask people is I ask teams, I says, okay, who here is the only one on their team that can do whatever they do? And then I always get somebody. Every class I get, they're the only one on their team, the only one in their group that can do the one function. And nobody else does it but them. And then I go, okay, good. Guess what? You can never go on vacation. You can never leave. You're here forever. And they look at me like, what do you mean? Well, business continuity, right? We can't afford you to leave because if something goes wrong and we need to fix it and you're not here, then our business continuity plan is totally shot, right? So one of the things I use that as an emphasis is why we need to cross train and have other people be able to do what we do also. Some people don't get it because they're looking for the most efficient thing, but in the long term, you're going to burn out, man. So if you need business continuity in your structure work,
in your life,
right? Business continuity, keep going. Scrum is a great way, and the Agile mindset is a great tool to help you maintain that. And I would, you know, if I was an auditor, you know, the Agile accountant auditors, like big kind of, like if you're not doing Agile and Scrum, what do you got here, Ed? You draw, oh, 5 a.m. Master Scrum. I like it. Our new logo, right? Cool. We should take a picture of that. Don't erase it. I'll put it on Instagram, okay?
Can I do a better one?
You can do a better one if you want. You can do whatever you want. So just... It's one of those things, if you're not using the Agile and having multiple people in there, you should fail your business continuity test. Sorry, it's true. But you really should. So that's all I got today. It's an April Fool's Day. He pranked me.
Two times.
When I got up this morning, I'm already getting pranked on April 4th.
And it was the same pranks over again.
It was the same prank over again in a different form. One was a quarter prank, and the other one, he wanted to do some Jenga. And as we pulled Jenga, he pulled the little string out and knocked the Jenga down. It's going to be a long day in this household, I think.
Yes, it is.
Yes, it is. All right, Ed, do you want to say goodbye to everybody? They can't see you.
Bye-bye.
All right, thanks, Ed. All right, you have a great day. Enjoy your day. Have some fun today. Don't hurt anybody with your pranks, but have fun. All right.
I do.
Take care. Ring the little bell if you like our show, and hope you have fun tonight. Take care.